Blog Talk Radio.
To you, my Yadu, I lift up my soul. And trust in you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. But shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim, of my salvation. I'm staying down impatient as a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth, and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by your seed. The secret of Yahweh, who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging y'all for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy. Worthy.
Captivity is taking hold upon me. For frightening me, and now we flee for falling leaves. The ground and grief from all the blood our people seen. And now we cry, where is the word from Elohim? And so we said that we all is wise to be submissive, but we dismiss it. It is of this reason we have fallen victim to the lies that your root will pray in pursuit. Rebellious of his son, forgotten that he is one. Broken the holy ordinance, rejection of reproof. Then the knowledge what we do. Now we return back to the truth.
God's word is the truth. God decrees is the proof. Local 12 just released the scoop. It's the summer of Sam. They calling us Ham. Made us worship the son of man. And somehow that the moon, they stole our style and gave it to Rothschild. Now we exalt the vow, but hit the turnstile. God's now be set the crooked things straight. Praise God from the rising to the evening to the closing the gate. Exposing the fake. God give the truth a day break. Now the liars can't escape and the haters can't relate to the light the truth makes. See the wicked's pride deflate. Adore y'all, magnify y'all, cut me straight.
Of the house of Israel, located right here in Cincinnati, Ohio, 1907 Vine Street, bringing to you nothing but the truth. And yes, it is true. You want to get us the truth, for Yah ordained me to tell you the truth. And this is what I'm going to do. And who is this Yah? Yah is the creator of the heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is therein is. Yah is the Elohim of our fathers, the Elohim of Abraham, Yitzhak, and Israel, whom you may know as Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Yah, he is our king. He's our judge. He's our lawgiver. He's our only Savior, and not just of Israel, but Savior of the world. And I thank the Most High found us to bring to you His words. For who are we that Yah would even take account of us? Humble Himself and just deal with us. And who are we that we will take His words and put it in our mouth and speak to you all He has commanded us? So I thank the mighty Yah in all sincerity and humility that He has given us this opportunity to bring to you the greatest words ever written, the greatest words spoken, and that is the word of Yah. Last night we spoke about I have a dream. Since many of the people we're talking about around the earth speaking about the dream of Martin Luther King Jr. And so we found that it was very relevant to talk about dreams, true dreams, actual dreams that the Creator Himself has given many of our people. The very first dream we read about, discussed, is the very first dream in the scriptures. Now, that don't mean anyone else can have a dream, but the very first dream that became relevant to discuss was the dream that our father, Abraham, had. And we showed you what this dream is. And this dream is written in the book of Genesis, the 15th chapter. And I just want you to see that one more time. Genesis 15. And this is what it is. Starting at the 12th verse. And when the sun was going down, a deep sleep fell upon Abel. And lo, and horror of great darkness fell upon him. And he said unto Abel, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that's not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. And also that nation they shall serve will I judge, and afterwards shall they come out with great substance. And we brought to your attention that this dream is not only recorded and written in the scriptures of truth, as we read in here, the Holy Scriptures, the book of Yah, but this dream also is part of a historical record that we can go through history and find out where is this people that is spoken of that is in the land that is not theirs, but have been afflicted, where they have served their enemy for 400 years. Now you establish what is coming is true. And we know the historical and geographical location where this dream occurred. And where is that? Why in America? As I brought to your attention, according to the historical records of the United States, the United States, the 115th Congress of the United States of America, established the bill, January 8th, 2018, Bill H.R. 1242, they will commemorate the 400-year anniversary of when our people came here, slave ships, in Jamestown, Virginia. And the only people that's talking about being somewhere and being in a land that is not theirs 400 years is the so-called black man and woman in America. And those who have been scattered throughout the various countries, right there on the slave ships. And furthermore, show you how significant this is, and I may add, this dream that our father Abraham had, no one else is talking about this dream was a part of their reality. No one else. Not the Jewish community. Not the Hispanic community, not the Native Americans, not any other nation at all. The only people that this dream became a reality is the Senate. Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who people call today blacks or Afro-Americans and African-Americans, and they were called and considered other things. And then there are some around the world that's listening might say, well, how is that evident? That you all are the people of the Most High. There's evidence because we don't need people that have been in the land that is not ours for nearly 400 years. In a book prophesied, one will be in a land that is not theirs for 400 years. What other evidence do you need? Well, maybe you need some more. And we're going to give you some more. Furthermore, makes total sense when the United States of America has its own historical records. They just celebrated their 400-year anniversary in 2007, 10 years or 19, 20 years, it really is 20 years before they will begin to start commemorating the anniversary of when we came here as slaves. They established their colonies in 1607. And then they started bringing slaves in 1619. And so in our existence, the first year that we were here in America, because the Almighty always count at the end, was 1620. In 1607, America was established. The first colony was established, and they began to build. 1611, the first King James Version of the Bible was printed. Here it is, the people came from England, established a land, and 4 years later, they established what the world knows as the King James Version of the Bible by soliciting, hiring 30 of the top scholars around the world to translate the Dead Sea Scrolls. And they came up with the Bible. That was in 1611. So you see how history plays a very prominent role in helping us establish certain things. Now, all history is not the truth, because they lied about a lot of things. But I'm just showing you the origin of the historical written facts. Many of us are only removed, or we're maybe 3 to 4 generations removed from slavery. So this history is not hard to understand, but I'm showing you where it began. Furthermore, not only was this the first dream in the scriptures, and this dream had everything to do with you and I today. This dream was prophesying what will befall us and where we will be and what we will be doing. Not only was it a dream, but the Creator also said this in this same chapter, the very first verse, Genesis 15:1. After these things, the word of Yah came unto Abram in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abram, I am thy shield, and thy exceeding great reward." So not only this man Abram had the first dream that the Most High would go to a land and foretell the future about, but this is the first man that also had a vision from the Most High concerning what will happen. In other words, is a vision? A vision is when the Creator shows you something, He can show you a control of something, or the Creator can just reveal something, because a vision is a revelation. It's something that you know, it's something that you can see, it's something that you can understand. It's clear because it's a vision. Now, some visions the Creator will give you and give someone is not for that individual. It's for him as a record that he received the vision, but it's not necessarily for him to understand it. And today, we can clearly understand that this vision and dream that Abram received was talking about us. If not, who else is it talking about? And this is important because imagine not having a visionary or a dreamer. Well, if you don't have no visionaries and you don't have no dreamers, then how would the Most High communicate with us? Because we're not holy enough to sit there and have a conversation with the Most High as Moses did. Let me show you this. And then you can understand why there were visionaries and dreamers in the book of Numbers, the 12th chapter. This is real important. It says in the second verse, Numbers 12 and 2, and they said, have Yah spoken only by Moshe? Have he not spoken also by us? And Yah heard. Because those people know Yah hear everything we say, and he sees everything we do. So don't think you're getting away with anything because Yah hears. And a lot of things we're saying is a total abomination unto Yah. And many of the things we're doing is a total abomination to Most High. This is why the Creator is saying, let us get a conclusion of the whole matter. Fear Elohim and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. So I can hide from you, and you can conceal things from me. But at the end of the day, there is none that can hide from the Most High. And here it is, we walk around telling people, don't tell nobody. Let it be between you and I. And then we have feelings and emotions that we straighten out if we talk to one another, because we conceal it. Oftentimes, somebody's hurt. But you can't hide from the Most High. The Most High heard this. This should let you know the fear of the Most High. Now the man Moses was very meek of all the men which were upon the face of the earth. And Yah spake silently unto Moshe and unto Aaron and unto Aaron, from out ye three unto the tabernacle of congregation, and they three came out. And Yah came down the pillar of the cloud, stood in the door of the tabernacle, and called Aaron and Miriam, and they both came out. And he said, hear now my words. If there be a prophet among you, I, Yah, will make myself known unto him in a vision, will speak unto him in a dream. And my servant Moshe is not so, who is faithful in all my house. In other words, Moses was so faithful to the Most High, Yah didn't even have to speak to him in visions and dreams. That's a faithful man. This is a man that Almighty just sat down and talked to him face to face as a man speaking unto a friend, and I'll show you that. And why and how was he able to do that? Why? Because he knew this man was not going to make an idol and worship him. He knew that. He knew this man was not going to misrepresent him. He knew that. He knew this man would not have heart to lift himself above all the people. He knew that. He knew this man would not blaspheme him in his walk. He knew that. And how did he know? Because this man was faithful. And not just the heart. He looked inside a man to determine the type of man he is. And he tried a heart. In other words, all the various things you go through in life, Yah seen how faithful you are. He's seen your integrity. He's seen where you really lie with him. And at the end of the day, he wants to see how much integrity you really have. So he tried a heart. And he tried Miriam. He tried Aaron. And what did they do? They tried to lift themselves up, bringing Moses down to their level. Have not Yah spoken also about to us? In other words, what we're saying to you about the Ethiopian woman is not, you shouldn't be with her. This is not right. This is not something that I should do. The Levite should be with an Israelite. So Moses, you don't went too far. And we're here to correct you. And Yahweh didn't like it. And Yahweh heard it. And Yahweh straightened it out. Just like many of us also have to be straightened out. Because the Creator said the crooked things have to be made straight. And today, we got many people that speaking things that Yah never said of his mouth. Having you visualize things that's not even in the book. Be content on telling you and having you to believe it. You don't think Yah hears them? And you don't think Yah sees them? Yah hears and sees all of us. Every last single one of us. Including myself. This is why the Creator said this in the book of Proverbs. Proverbs, the 29th chapter. Proverbs 29, reading verse 18, where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the law, happy is he. Because the law is our life and the length of our days. The law is the truth. And if there's no vision, the people perish. And I hear people lose their hope all the time. People tell you all along, if the people tell you the truth and be honest with you, they let you know the only reason they're not going to certain various classes is because they stop growing. They stop learning. They stop developing. Being strengthened. Good counsel began to cease. They felt stagnated. And why? Because there is no vision. And the people must have vision. They must have hope. They must see past now. And God gave us vision to be able to see past now. But everybody don't have that vision. So as teachers, we have to paint the picture. But we can't paint no picture with our own brushes, with our own canvases, and with our own mind. The only thing we can paint is what the Almighty told us to see and tell the people. Not adding to it, nor taking away from it. So this is why not only Abel was the first man, then Yah will come to him in a dream. He was the first man that the Almighty would give a vision to. And what was that vision about? Again, that vision was about his seed. And who is that? That is us, the so-called black man in America. Let's let you know, this is Yah. As a matter of fact, he was the first man called a prophet in the scriptures. And when was he called that? And why was he called that? Because what he first said about us. And I just want these dots to be connected. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Show you an example of this in the book of 1 Samuel, the third chapter. And everybody's not seeking a vision from the Most High. And everybody's not seeking the Most High, period. See, if you were seeking the Most High, you would be seeking a vision. You will be seeking a visitor. You will be seeking one of his servants. You will be seeking truth. Look what it says in the book of 1 Samuel, the third chapter. Start at the very first verse. And the child Samuel ministered unto Yah before Eli. And the word of Yah was precious in those days. There was no open vision. In other words, the Almighty wasn't coming to nobody. So everything they was doing at this time they became very fragmented in life. They couldn't grow and develop spiritually. No wonder all the very sons of Eli were so wicked. Because where there is no vision, the people perish. Who want to live in a state of condition where there is no word from Yah? And here there was no open vision. Who would see that vision? Let me show you how Samuel was perceived after Yah went to Samuel and Yah came and stood and called at other times, Samuel, Samuel, or Shemuel, Shemuel. Then Samuel answered, speak. For thy servant here. And Yah said unto Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel, at which both the ears of everyone that hear it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make him end. For I have told him that I will judge his house forever. Iniquity which he knoweth, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. That's why we can't play with our own children. We got to tell our children the truth, and we got to be prepared to see it through. It's not enough to just tell them, but we got to judge. We got to make it right. We got to make sure the crooked things that they do don't grow. And watch what it says. And therefore I swore unto the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice offering forever. And Samuel lay unto the morning and opened the doors of the house of Yah. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. He answered, here am I. And he said, what is the thing that Yah has said unto thee? I pray thee, hide it not from me. Ever do so to thee and more also, if thou hide anything from me of all the things that he said unto thee. And Samuel told him every whit, and he had nothing from him. And he said, it is Yah, let him do what seemeth him good. And Samuel grew, and Yah was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of Yah. And Yah appeared unto, and Yah appeared again in Shiloh. But Yah revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of Yah. So this is a vision. A vision is a revelation that comes from Yah and Yahweh. A lot of the visions we hear about are things that are vanity. And they are things that are not consistent at all in the Creator's world. Whatever dream you have, whatever vision you have, should not it be consistent with the word of Yah? Whatever you believe, whatever you teach, should not we be able to find it? And if you believe it and teach it and stand it, and it's not in the book, then what should we think? Should we ignore it? Should we act like it's not said? Or should we cry loud and say not? We must be our brother's keeper. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Creator lets us know that there's going to come a time where he will visit us. And it's important to know this because there's nothing new under the sun. It's how the Creator works. Let me just show you this real quick. First, in the book of Genesis 50. In the book of Genesis 50th chapter, and watch what it is. These are the last days of our father yourself. And this is what it says. The 22nd verse. And yourself dwelt in Egypt, he and his father's house. In yourself live 110 years. In yourself are the final children of the third generation. Children also of Machir, the son of Manasseh, were brought up upon Yosef's knees. And Yosef said unto his brother, I die. And Elohim will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore unto Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob. And Joseph took an oath of the children of Israel, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and he shall carry up my bones from him. So Yosef died, being 102 years old, bonded, and he was put in a coffin in Egypt. So in other words, this is how Yah operates. One of the visions that we know from the prophets is that wherever we are, Yah is going to visit his people. And let me show you. This happens. This happens. Yosef knew it. And it happened as he said it would. Yah visited our people in Egypt and carried them out, just like Yosef said. Now, Yosef told his brother this because he wanted them to be prepared for Yah to visit them. He wanted them to know that one day they would literally go to a land that he swore unto their fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So it wasn't no mystery when Moses showed up to tell the people, gave me up. But they were expecting it. And look what happened in the book of Exodus 13. In the book of Exodus 13, and I'm going to start reading at the 17th verse. And it came to pass when Pharaoh had let the people go, that Elohim led them not through the way of the land of the Philistines, although that was near. But Elohim said, lest peradventure the people repent when they see war, and they return to Egypt. But Elohim led the people out through the way of the wilderness of the Red Sea. And the children of Israel went up harnessed out of the land of Egypt. And Moshe took the bones of Joseph with him, for he had straightly sworn the children of Israel, saying, Elohim will surely visit you, and ye shall carry up my bones away hence with you. And they took their journey from Sukkot and encamped in Etam in the edge of the wilderness. And Yah went before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. So here, Moses did not just show up on the scene as if there were no expectations. This was already written. This was already known. Because you have to have visionaries and dreamers. All the visionaries and dreamers come from Yah. They come from the Most High to bring to you His words. That's why all these other dreams and all these other visions, these are visions and dreams of their own heart. Anytime you want to know the truth, all you got to do is verify from the scriptures. And it will tell you whether that individual is telling you the truth or not. And we have a lot of people telling you things that didn't come from not one of Yah's dreamers, nor did it come from any of his visionaries. Furthermore, as I stated before, there is nothing new under the sun. Watch this in the book of Zephaniah, the second chapter. Because it was foretold, and they knew that somebody coming to Egypt and deliver them and to take the bones of Joseph out of Egypt. But what about today? Is there a visionary, a dreamer, or someone that Yah has foretold that will deliver the people out of this land. Watch what this is. The book of Zechariah, the second chapter, starting at the very first verse. It says, gather yourselves together. Yea, gather together, O nation, not desire. We brought you this. This is one of the things that you should be doing in the last days. Before the decree went forth, before the day passed after Shad, before the fierce anger of Yah come upon you, before the day of Yah's anger come upon you, seek Yah, all you meek of the earth, which are brought as judgment. Seek righteousness, seek meekness, and maybe ye shall be healed in the day of Yah's anger. And watch what he says. For God shall be forsaken, Ashkelon a desolation. They shall rise out as God at noonday, and Ekron shall be rooted up. Woe unto the inhabitants of the seas, the nation of the Cherethites. The word of God is against you, O king, the land of the Philistines. I will even destroy thee, that there shall be no inhabitant, and the sea coast shall be dwellings and cottages for the shepherds and folds for the flocks. Now watch what he said in the 7th verse. And the coast shall be for the remnant of the house of Judah. They shall feed thereupon. They shall feed thereupon. And the houses of Ashkelon shall lie down in the evening. For Yah, their Elohim, shall visit them to turn away their captivity. So Yah said, once again, he's going to visit our people to turn away their captivity. Watch what this is in English. I've heard the reproach of Moab and the revelings of the children of Ham, whereby they have reproached my people and magnified themselves against their border. Therefore, as I live, says Yahweh, the Elohim of Israel, surely Moab shall be as solid, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, even the breeding of nettles, salt pits, and a perpetual desolation. The residue of my people will spoil them, and the remnant of my people shall possess them. This shall they have for their pride, because they have reproached and magnified themselves against the people of Yah of hosts. So here, what's the bottom line? That the Almighty, as he did in the beginning, he said he will visit our people in Egypt, and he did. He visited our people in Egypt through his servant Moshe. And he delivered them. And he brought Joseph bones out with him. And not just the bones of yourself, but also the bones of our father Jacob. Jacob was already gone because Joseph made sure he took his out and buried him in the cave where our other fathers were there. We went out, we took yourself with us. But once again, the Creator said he will visit us again. Right here, in this place. And nobody gonna change. And who will he send? Who will be the visionary? Who will be this dreamer? Or this prophet? Or this messenger? Or this one that Yah would use as an instrument to deliver our people again? The first thing you want to understand is, when will this happen? You already know that according to the dream as well as the vision, that our state is only supposed to be 400 years. That's number one. And number two, this is what the Creator said also that will happen in the book of Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy, the 37th chapter. I want you to see this. Because where there's no vision, the people perish. I got people calling me from jail. I have people writing me from jail. Who will give them hope? After the enemies told them, you got life. After the enemies told them, you got 10 years. After the enemy told them, you have this and you have that. Well, let them know the vision of Yah. And what about those who feel hopeless that this American dream that everyone is attempting to fulfill only to become a nightmare? Did not Abram say? And did not the dream say? And did not the vision say that a great horror fell upon him? So this American dream that you've been bought, sold, is no dream at all. It is a reality of great hope. And I want you to see what also will happen in the book of Deuteronomy 32. So you can see. Skip. Watch what it says. 15 verse. But Jeshua waxed fat and kicked. Thou art waxing fat. Thou art grown thick. Thou art covered with fatness. Then he forsook Elohim, which made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation. They provoked him to jealousy with strange gods. With abomination provoked they him to anger. They sacrificed unto devils, not to Elohim. The deities whom they knew not, to new deities that came newly up, whom your father feared not. Of the rock that begot thee, thou art unmindful, and have forgotten Elohim that formed thee. And when Yah saw it, He abhorred them because of the provoking of his sons and of his daughters. And he said, I will hide my face from them. I will see what their end shall be, for they are four generations, children in whom is no faith. They have moved me to jealousy of that which is not Elohim. They have provoked me to anger with their vanities, and I will move them jealous with those which are not a people. I will provoke them to anger with the foolish nation, for a fire is kindled in my anger and shall burn to the lowest hill and shall consume the earth with her increase, set on fire the foundations of the mountains. I will meet you upon them. I will smear my arrow upon them. I will be burnt with hunger and devoured with burning heat and with bitter destruction. I will also send the teeth of beasts upon them with the poison of serpents of the dust. And watch what it says, because this is what happens to us. The sword without and terror within shall destroy both the young man and virgin, the suckling also with the man of gray hairs. I say, I will scatter them into corners. I will make remembrance of them to see from among men. And that's where we are today. Our memory about Israel is gone. You don't even know who you are. And the other people don't know who you are. And we all are lost. Now watch what he says. Were it not that I feared the wrath of the enemy, lest their adversaries should behave themselves strangely, and lest they should say, our hand is high, and Yah has not done all this. For they are a nation void of counsel, neither is there any understanding in them. Oh, that they were wise, that they should understand this, that they would consider their latter end. How should one chase a thousand and two put thousand to flight, except the rock has sold them, and Yah has shut them up? For their rock is not as our rock, even our enemy themselves being judges, for their vine is the vine of Sodom, and of the fields of Gomorrah. Their grapes are grapes of gall, their clusters are bitter. Their wine is the poison of dragons, and the cruel venom of asps. Is not this laid up in store for me and sealed among my treasures? To me belongs vengeance. In other words, what you mad at? What you mad at the world for? What you marching for? I'm the person that should be having vengeance is the Most High himself, not you. You're the reason, I'm the reason, we are the reason that we in the pitiful shape that we're in. To me, belongs vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of the calamity is at hand. And the things that shall come upon them make haste. For Yah shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants. Watch what it says. When he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left, and he shall say, where are their deities? their rock in whom they trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings. Let them rise up and help you and be your protection. And this is where we at. This must take place. This will go down because this is the vision of the Most High. Our power had to be totally stripped from us. And we have to be put in a position of total help. Yahweh said, where is your deliverer now? Where is your help now? And yes, it won't be the fake crying our people do, acting as if they're crying out to God. No, this will be a literal cry that will take place right here in America. And the tears will be tears of reality. Because Israel will be judged. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keeps the law. Our people undoubtedly don't believe what the Creator is telling us will happen. Because if you believe in the various visions, the various dreams, then you will demonstrate and show in your actions that you are preparing for deliverance. You are preparing for one or for the Most High himself to visit you. And how do you prepare for the Most High to visit you? Do you stay the same? And you know the Most High is coming? And you know the Most High will visit you? And didn't I just show you? He will visit. He has visited. And there's no thing under the sun. And you will do nothing to prepare yourself for the visitation of Yah. And Yah told our people what they should do and how they should prepare. But our people and the leaders of our people will have our people to prepare as if they're preparing for the survivalists. So these survival tactics that you are employing is not going to help you when Yah visits. The only thing that's going to help you are the various visions and dreams that came from Yah himself. Spoke out of his own mouth to his servants. And this is why I'm showing you where there is no vision, the people perish. And this is why I'm showing you I have a dream. Because any other dream and any other vision is pure vanity. You're going to see the power that our people think they have in America totally stripped, erased, and disappeared. Right before your eyes. And not only that, in the book of Jeremiah, tell you this. In the book of Jeremiah, and I'm going to start at Jeremiah 5, verse 18. And this is what it says. Nevertheless, in those days, says Yah, I will not make a full end with you. And it shall come to pass when ye shall say, wherefore do Yah Elohim all these things unto us? Then shall thou answer them, like as ye have forsaken me and served strange gods in your land, so shall ye serve strangers in a land that is not yours. And who is this? Who has taken out of their land through an act of captivity and served their enemies? And never to return. Who did this? Who is this thinking about? Who is this dream and vision about? What other vision, what other dream matter? Who can teach you the very visions and dreams of the Most High? True vision, true dreams, but his servant. Declare this in the house of Yaakov and publish it in Yahuwah, saying, hear now this, O foolish people, which have eyes and see not, which have ears and hear not. Fear ye not me, says Yah. Will ye not tremble at my presence, which have placed the sand for the bound of the sea by perpetual decree, that it cannot pass it? And though the waves thereof toss themselves, yet can they not prevail. Though they war, yet can they not pass over it. But this people have a revolting and rebellious heart. They are all revolted and gone. Neither say they in their heart, let us now fear Yah our Elohim. That gave it rain, both the former and the latter, in his season. He reserved unto us the appointed peace of the harvest. And what is this latter rain? Have you looked it up? Have you studied it? Have you seen what Yah has foretold and prophesied? No wonder the people are perishing. They have no vision. No wonder the dreams don't matter, because they have become vanity. There's a dream. If there is a vision, should not we be able to read it in the book of Yah? But these vain dreams and vain visions, talking about we're going to heaven and blood holy gates. And why did God say that? Now, I never said that about his people on the earth. Dwelling and sitting on couches with big-eyed women and rivers flowing with wine. This Islamic vision of the afterlife. No, Yah didn't say nothing about these things. Everything Yah told us is about what we go through each and every day in our reality. And this is our reality. Watch what the Creator let us know in the book of Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. Show you how reality meets the scriptures. In the book of Deuteronomy 28, this is what it says. At the 63rd verse. And it shall come to pass that as Yah will judge over you to do you good and to multiply you, so Yah will rejoice over you to destroy you and to bring you to naught, and ye shall be plucked from the land whither thou goest to possess it, and Yah shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth even unto the other end, and there thou shalt serve other deities, which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, even one stone. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest. But Yah shall give thee there a trembling heart, and fell in the vows and sorrow of mind. Is that reality? Or is that a dream? No, that's a dream that foretold and produced the reality that you see every day. This is a vision of truth. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. And thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have no assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, with Elohim it were evening. And at even thou shalt say, with Elohim it were morning. For the fear of thy heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thy eyes which thou shalt see. And watch what it is. And Yah shall bring thee into bondage, but that's what Egypt means. Again, with ships. Now, who did that happen with? Who did that happen to? The way whereof I spake unto thee. Thou shalt see it no more again. And there ye shall be sold unto your enemies for bondmen and bondwomen, and no man shall buy you. In other words, they're not going to deliver you at all, because this is a dream. This is a vision. And this has become our reality. death is what we must fear. Because Yah said he will visit us. He visited us in the past. He will visit us in the future. And how do Yah visit his people? Through his servants. And how will Yah visit his people today? Through his servants. So, what do today to prepare yourselves for this visitation? Will you continue to believe things that Yah has not said? Will you continue to follow shepherds that cannot produce the very things that nobody can do and nobody visualize that came from Yah? Or will you finally take hold of the Most High Yah and His truth? For where there is no vision, the people perish. But happy is he that keeps the law. Your life depends on these dreams and these visions. Either you will believe them or you're going to die. And the last scripture I want to show you is in the book of 2 Chronicles. Second Chronicles, the 20th chapter, the 20th verse. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. They went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Hear me, O Yehuda, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in Yah, your Elohim. So shall ye be established. Believe his prophets. So shall ye prosper." So ask yourself, do you want to prosper or not? All you got to do is verify the things that you have heard, that have been told you, that have been taught you. All you got to do is verify the various visions, the various dreams, with the word of Yah. Then you will know what to believe and what not to believe. Not only these are dreams, these are the visions of the Most High. This is our most pressing trial and tribulation. This is our test. And through this test, the Creator will see whether we will keep the commandments or no. Whether we will believe in him and whether decision is yours. Truly, when I was out of a doubt, but at the final stage of our trial, and we have to decide whether we're going to close the deal and go the right way or the wrong way. It's up to you. The Almighty said choose life or death, good or evil. So choose life that you might live for the Creator's world was not back unto him void. What he said shall it not be done. Shall it not accomplish the thing that is set forth? This is the true God. So, until tomorrow, God loves you, and so do I. Shalom.
Trusting you, he always kept me whole. And left my enemies deep in their holes. Let none that wait on Yahweh be ashamed. Put shame on those who sin without a cause. Show me your ways, please teach me your laws. Oh Elohim of my salvation, I'm staying down impatient. As a child, all the while I'm waiting. Remember not the sins of my youth. Leave me in your truth and he'll give your soul ease. The earth shall remain inherited by a seed. The secret of Yahweh who fears Elohim, a fool believes everything. And to every word spoken, you can't take heed unless you hear somebody curse. You know you did the same thing. That's why I'm begging Yah for mercy. And it's love and kindness, cause I know that I ain't worthy.